I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Arch Obler is one of the great names in old time radio. He began writing sketches for the Rudy Valley Show. When Lights Out creator Willis Cooper left the show in 1936, Obler took it over and had even better success with it than Cooper had. In 1939, he proposed a show to NBC and was given a half-hour time slot with no sponsor and no outside supervision. He had total control of the program. It was called Arch Obler's Plays, and it was such a success that it picked up a sponsor, Procter & Gamble, and was renamed Every Man's Theater. This episode, Catwife, was first broadcast on October 18, 1940.
Every Man's Theater, written and created by Arch Obler. Oxydol invites you to hear Catwife, a mystery drama that will give you a thrill a minute, featuring Betty Winkler and Raymond Edward Johnson. Catwife is especially written for radio, part of a series of 1941-style entertainment brought to you each Friday at this time and over this station by Procter & Gamble, the makers of high-test Oxydol.
Wait, though. Are you putting up with some old-style laundry soap? An old-fashioned slow-poke soap because you feel it's economical and saving you money? Well, look, here's the way many of these soaps can and do actually lose money for you. Enough money so you'll be ahead using a laundry soap like Oxydol. First, those slow-poke soaps don't make as much suds. Well, every bit of Oxydol goes to making suds, and the result is that Oxydol gives more suds, cup for cup, than 23 popular laundry soaps, soaps we tested against. Second, Oxydol suds last straight through your wash. Old-fashioned, less economical soaps don't last this long, as you know from experience. And compared to them, Oxydol can cut your laundry soap bills as much as 1/4. You'll save that in the amount of soap you use alone. And third, you don't scrub and boil clothes with Oxydol. You save that wear and tear and tatter and fray of constant washboard scrubbing. Because Oxydol soaks dirt out in 10 minutes. Throw your boiler and washboard away. Why, 10 minutes soaking in thick Oxydol suds, a good douse, and a few quick rubs for extra dirty spots like collars and cuffs, a rinse, and you're through. Clothes sparkling clean with so much less washing wear that they'll last longer and look better, too. Hundreds of thousands of women have found this out by actual trial. And thousands more are changing to Oxydol every week because it's so economical to use. Compared to old-style inefficient soaps, you get more suds and use less soap. And you get clothes clean and fresh with far less wear and tear than if you'd scrubbed and boiled them. Remember that when you buy laundry soap tomorrow. And now here's our writer-creator, Arch Obler, to introduce tonight's 1941-style radio program.
Since the time when mankind sat around fires and caves, stories of the mysterious and unusual have been the most welcome. You and I like to be thrilled, so tonight, just for fun, let's listen to the story of a man and his wife, a very unusual wife.
Hey, girls, cut it. Cut it out. Linda, for the love of... Cut it out, will you? The old man will be standing here in a minute.
Yeah, so what? Give me my drink, Queenie. Oh, baby, do I feel swell.
Hey, look what time it is. Come on, Queenie. We better blow out of here.
Yeah. No, no, don't go. Don't go. I don't want to be alone.
What do you mean, alone? Your husband's here, ain't he?
Ah, that guy. What does he know about having fun? Work, work, work. Makes me sick where I've never been sick before. That's pretty good, huh, Kenny? Come on, stick around. Let's have some more fun. St. Louis woman with all a diamond ring.
For heaven's sake, Linda.
Well, speak of the devil. Hiya, Johnny boy. Come on in. The water's fine. Only it ain't water.
Linda, for heaven's sake, I'm trying to work.
Ah, go away. Go away. You're spoiling my party. Throw him out of here, Kenny. He's only my husband.
Linda, take it easy.
Get out of here. You, whatever your name is.
Okay.
And take that woman with you. Go on, clear out.
No, no, wait. Don't listen to him. It's my house. My house.
What, you... You kick them out. My friends.
I beg you, pleaded with you to keep these people out of this house while I'm trying to get some work done. Haven't you any consideration at all?
You kick them out, my friends.
Yes, and I'll do it again every time I find them here. They're no good, not a one of them. You've promised me time and time again to give them up.
I'll call them back. I'll call them all back. You can't tell me what to do. Not me. They're my friends, mine. I'd give a dozen of you for one of them.
All right, Linda. If that's the way you feel. You haven't got a grain of loyalty in you. All I ask is a little peace and quiet in my own home, and I can't even have that.
Go away.
Night after night, you and these people yowling and screaming like a pack of alley cats, and you the worst of all. I'm through, Linda. I'm through with you for good.
Oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not.
Keep away from me. Keep away. Oh, Linda.
You see? You're not through with me at all. You'll never be through with me. Never.
Oh, Linda, Linda.
Now, let me go. Let me go! I don't want you, you fool. You're not through with me. I'm through with you.
No, I'm tired
of you. Do you hear me? Tired of you. I'm going to get so far away from that smug face of yours I couldn't see it with a telescope.
Linda, my wife.
Ha! Your wife. Why do you think I married you?
Oh, you love me.
I married you because I was sick of working in a two-bit barbershop, because I was sick of living in a hall bedroom wearing bargain sale dresses. I wanted dough, plenty of it, all I could get. And you were the best chance to get it that came my way.
Oh, no, Linda, you did love me. You must have loved me.
Oh, why, I loved you about as much as that canary up there loves its cage. I told myself I'd stay with you a year, divorce you, stick you for plenty of alimony, and then get out.
We've been married 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. Because you fooled me. That's why.
I fooled you?
Yeah. You started to make a lot of money. More money than I ever thought you could make. So you're giving me the air.
No, Linda, I love you. I didn't mean what I said. I didn't.
Well, I did.
Linda, don't leave me. You're no good. I know you're no good, but heaven help me, I love you. I'll never love anybody else.
Get out of my way.
No, I won't let you go. You've got to stay.
Get your hands off.
You're no good. You cost me my self-respect, but you stay with me. You stay with me or I'll cut you off without a cent. You'll never get a dime from me, not a dime. Stop it. Stop laughing.
Oh, you Sam. You fat-headed Sam.
Stop that.
So you're gonna cut me off without a cent, are you? Why, you fool. I've got everything that belongs to you now. You hear me? Everything.
What are you talking about?
This house. It's in my name, isn't it? The car. It's in my name, isn't it?
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't I? Well, listen to this, my darling husband. I cleaned out the bank account yesterday.
Oh, no.
Every cent of it. I won't be in the street. Oh, no. You will. Now, this is my house. Get your things and get out of here.
I'll kill you.
No,
I'll kill you.
No, let me go. Let me go. Oh. Touch me again and I'll tear your eyes out.
You cat.
Get out of my way.
That's what you are, a cat. A big, white, heartless cat.
Get out of my way.
You think like one, you screech like one, you claw like one. You even look like one. Your eyes, they're cat's eyes. That's what they are, cat's eyes. A cat, that's what you are. A white cat. I didn't marry a woman, I married a cat.
Keep it up.
Laugh at me.
You're doing so.
Go ahead, laugh at me. You're a cat, a sneaking, yowling cat. A cat, cat. You're a cat. A cat, cat. You're a cat.
Now, that's enough of that. I don't like it.
A cat.
Stop saying it.
A cat, you hear me? A cat.
John, stop staring at me like that. Stop staring at me. John, what's happening to me? John, my head. I can hardly see. John, help me. John.
Linda.
What are you staring at? What are you staring at? What are you...
Linda. Linda.
Now, John, you've got to control yourself. Everything will be all right.
Oh, Doctor, what have I done? What have I done?
John, please. Please pull yourself together.
I can't.
You are not entirely to blame for what happened.
Oh, I did it. I'm to blame. What do I do? What do I do?
Stop talking like that. It's preposterous to say you are to blame. She was in a hysterical condition.
I know.
The suggestion that she was a cat caught her in an unguarded moment and resulted in temporary neurosis.
But she... Doctor, can I go in and see her?
But I tell you, she's sleeping.
I know, but... Doctor, I've got to see her. I've got to look at her. I've got to make sure she's all right. Don't you see? I've got to make sure.
Now, John, please. You've had a hard time of it. You'd better get to bed and get some rest.
No. Doctor, listen to me. I've got to see her again. I've got to make sure she's all right. I can't rest until I know.
But I tell you... Oh, very well. Just for a moment.
Yes.
Be very quiet.
Yes.
There. You see? She's resting very nicely.
Doctor, look.
What?
Her hands. Look at her hands. And her teeth. Linda.
No, John. You'll waken her. John.
Linda. Doctor, listen to her.
Steady, John.
I can't stand it, I tell you. Doctor, what is it? What's happening to her?
I don't know, John. I don't know.
Oh, listen to her. What'll I do?
Fingers into claws. Teeth into fangs. It can't be happening.
But it is.
And yet I've seen it with my own eyes.
You've got to do something, Doctor. You've got to. You're my friend. You've got to help me.
But what? In the name of all that's rational, what?
Well, think. There must be something you can do, a drug, something.
Oh, John, I don't know what to say. I can't think. I'll call in someone else. Yes, that's it. I'll inform the authorities. They'll take care of everything.
No, wait, Doctor, wait.
What's the matter? What is it?
You're going to inform the authorities?
Yes, of course. Don't you see, my boy, it's the simplest way out of this.
Way out?
Of course, for you and for me.
What do you mean?
This horrible thing that's happened to Linda, it goes beyond just you and me. It goes beyond the normal into the supernatural. The world should know about it.
No, stop. You mean you're going to let everyone know what's happened to Linda?
Of course I am.
But you can't do that. She's my wife. Do you hear me? My wife.
No, now don't get excited again, John. Listen sensibly. We owe it to science.
Science? Who cares about science? She's Linda. She's my wife. And I cursed her to God, and I turned her into a yowling beast. It's my shame, mine. And you're not going to tell anyone else about it. No one.
It's my duty, John. I must inform the authorities.
No. Keep away from that phone. Keep away, I say.
I'm sorry, John. I must call. John. My friend.
Now, while we get our breath back, and, well, I for one need a breathing spell, but let me remind you of those dazzling snowy white washes Oxydol gets every week. As much as 9 to 11 tintometer shades whiter than soap after soap we tested against. And yet washable colored things come out bright and lovely looking wash after wash. It's easy on hands, too. It doesn't harm your manicure or ruin your fresh nail polish. All these things Oxydol promises and will give you if you use it Monday.
No. Try to sleep, darling. Try to sleep. Yes, I know, darling, but it's almost morning. You must rest. Sleep, Linda, sleep, my darling. All right, darling, I won't cry. I've got to be strong. I've got to help you. And I did help you. He was going to tell them about you. Everyone. They'd have taken you away from me, locked you up, pointed at you, laughed at you. But I stopped him, Linda. I stopped him for you. He called me friend.
But you're my wife, beloved. And I love you. I pleased you, haven't I, my darling? I never could please you before, could I? But now I've pleased you. I'll tell them he never came here, and no one will ever know, darling. No one but you and I. What is it, darling? What's the matter? Why are you getting up? What is it? Why go to the window? What do you want out there? Oh, if I could only understand you. If I could only know what you're trying to say to me. Oh, no. Linda. Linda, stop. On my knees, I'm begging you to stop. Linda, beloved. Stop. 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 Yes, yes, I'm coming.
Good morning, Mr. Taylor.
Oh, it's you.
I found this note saying you wanted to talk to me. And Jay, I hope you're not going to quit taking milk from me.
No, I'm not going to stop taking milk. That's what I wanted to see you about. I want milk. More milk, cream, everything.
Well, sure. How much do you want?
Four bottles of milk. No, six.
Six?
Yes, and cream. Six bottles of cream.
Is something wrong, Mr. Taylor?
Wrong? Why do you think something's wrong?
Well, I only meant...
You meant what? Speak up, you meant what?
Well, don't get sore, Mr. Taylor. I just meant... Well, you don't look so well, and... Well, you know how it is. Sometimes a fellow has a couple too many and starts ordering all the milk in the world.
You fool, I'm not drunk. Do you want some of that milk, or do I have to get another milkman?
No, I'll get it for you.
Well, hurry!
Six quarts, six cream. Only him and his old lady. The guy's nuts.
Well, good morning, Mr. Taylor. Early again this morning, ain't you?
Morning.
My first customer every morning for the last 3 days. I was saying to my wife this
morning...
Yes,
Mr. Heinrich, some other time. I'm in a hurry. My order, please.
Sure, but you didn't give me an order yet. How about a nice broiling steak?
No, nothing like that.
But broiling
a steak... No, stop it. I'm in a hurry, I tell you.
All right. You don't have to get so excited, Mr. Taylor. Now, if you'll tell me what you want, I'll get it for you.
Oh, well, I don't know exactly. A couple of pounds of fresh liver. Yes, that's it, fresh liver.
What? Again?
You heard me?
Oh, sure, I heard you, but look here, for 3 days now, ever since your wife went away, you eat nothing but liver.
Are you going to fill my order?
Sure, I'll fill your order. Nice and fresh, huh? So, 2 pounds, yeah. There we are. Say, you'd think you was raising cats or something.
What? Why do you say that?
Well, you buy liver every day. this morning I caught a couple of mice in a trap. Maybe you'd like to take them along for the cat, too.
Huh? Don't say that! Don't say that!
Mr. Taylor, the liver... forgot. Man's crazy. What did I say that was wrong? Cats like to eat mice.
Oh, my Linda. My dearest Linda, close to me, oh, so close to me. Oh, my darling, it's better this way. You can't leave me now. I'll have you with me always. I'll keep you here. Yes. Just you and I. I won't answer it. They'll go away. All right. All right, I'll answer it. Linda, it can't be anyone that knows. He's dead. I buried him, Linda. You know that. No, stay here, my beloved. They mustn't see you. Be very quiet. Very quiet.
Yes, yes, I'm coming. Well, what is it?
Are you the owner of this building?
Yes, what do you want?
Kerrigan's the name. I'm your neighbor. I've got that place across the alley from you.
Oh, my neighbor?
Yeah, Kerrigan's the name. I'm with the department.
Department?
Yeah, I'm desk sergeant at the 3rd District Station.
A policeman?
Yeah, I'm off duty today, so I thought I'd drop over and speak to you. Do you mind if I step in for a moment?
Step in? Oh, no, not at all.
Thank you. Well, you got a nice place here.
Yes, nice, very nice.
You know the same contractors made this place as made mine? You didn't know that, I bet.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, an Irishman by the name of Gil Hooley. Jumped out of the 10th-story window, they tell me, the day after the stock market crash. Lucky for him, too. If he was alive now, some of the people along here that bought places from him would murder him. What with the trouble they're having...
Trouble?
Yeah, cheap material, plastic cracking, floor sagging, stuff like that.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Now, you take my place. I've had to have a new roof put on and new gutters put in, and I never know what'll go wrong next. Anything wrong around here?
Yeah. Oh, no, nothing at all.
Well, then you're lucky. Say.
What's the matter?
I just remember why I come over. If you don't mind, I'll tell you.
Yes?
Now, it ain't me that's complaining, Mr. Taylor. I'm the kind of a man that can sleep in a boiler factory. But it's Myella. There's a light sleeper for you. I always say that if a star in heaven twinkles too much, the noise wakes up Myella.
What's the trouble?
Oh, no trouble at all, Mr. Taylor. Like I'm telling you, I'm the last man in the world to go around having trouble with me neighbors. But you know how the women are. Always finding something to make a fuss about. Say, I'm not disturbing her, am I?
Disturbing?
Yeah, you know, your missus. She's not sleeping in the bedroom there, is she?
No, of course not. There's no one in there.
I thought maybe soon the door is closed.
No, I tell you, there's no one in there. My wife is out of town.
Ah, well, that's fine. I always like to talk things over man to man without the women around. That's why I made my Ella stay home. Let me handle this, I says. If there's anything wrong, I says, let me do the talking and we'll stay good.
What is it? What's wrong? What do you want to tell me?
Well, to put it plain, it's the cat.
Cat?
Yeah, the cat. You just got it, didn't you?
You heard a cat?
Yeah, it started a few nights ago. Now, it ain't disturbed me none, like I says, but my Ella. Well, you see, our bedroom window faces right on the alley, and by golly, she hears every meow that animal makes.
You're wrong.
Huh?
I have no cat.
But my Ella heard... I heard it too, for that matter.
I have no cat.
But I'm telling you, it came from this house.
I tell you, I have no cat. Isn't that sufficient?
Well, now, seeing as you put it so plain, I'll be speaking up plain myself. I'm telling you, I heard a cat yowling last night, and the night before, and the night before that. And as sure as me name's Thomas Kerrigan, it came right from this house. Now, what do you say to that?
Get out.
Now, wait a second, my bucko. Get on your high horse.
Get out. Get out of my house.
Well, you sure are making a lot of noise about nothing, young fella. But it's your house, and if that's the kind of a neighbor you want to be, I guess I could...
What are you standing there for? Get out. Get out.
Now, just a minute. Take it easy. No cat, eh? Well, what was that I just heard?
Nothing at all. You've got no right to be coming.
You may not be a liar, but you're sure of something close to it. If that ain't a cat in that bedroom there, then I ain't never heard a cat.
Get out! Get out of here!
Oh, no, I won't. Listen to that cat. If that ain't creating a public nuisance, I'd like to know what it is.
It's none of your business. Get out of here. This is my house. Get out of here.
Stop pulling at me, Bucko. I may be off duty, but I'm still an officer of the law, and I'm telling you, that cat in there is violating the city ordinance. Now, if you don't make it shut up and disturbing me, Ella, I will.
Stay away from that door. Stay away from that door.
Say, listen to it. That ain't no cat you got in there.
Yes, I lied. It is a cat. It's just a cat. But I'll make it be quiet. But go away.
Now, wait a minute. Take it easy. If it's just a cat, what are you getting so excited about? Just look at
it. No.
Look at you. Your eyes blazing. What's going on here? I think I'll have a look.
No. Stay away.
No. Get away. Take it away.
I told you to go.
My gun. I'll get my gun. My gun.
Linda. Linda, did you hear him? His gun. Yes. Close to me. Yes, darling, stay close to me. If he comes back, you'll... No, they won't hurt you. I won't let them. I did this to you, I did. I cursed you to God. No, they won't hurt you. They won't. Wait there. I've got to find it. They won't hurt you, Linda. No, they can't. I've got it. Now they won't hurt you, Linda. I swear it. They won't ever hurt you. No, don't look at my hand. No, why shouldn't you look at it? Yes. There's a gun in my hand. But not to hurt you, darling. It's just to help you. I swear it. To help you. Yes, so close to me. I must do it quickly. Quickly. No, don't. Don't try to pull away. No, Linda, stay here. I must hold you. I must. You'll be back in a moment. I mustn't miss. Linda, my darling. I heard my beloved. I heard you. Wait for me, my beloved.
This is Arch Obler. Tonight's play, Catwife, featured Betty Winkler and Raymond Edward Johnson. Music by Gordon Jenkins. About next week. Well, the actors, two of our favorites, Mr. and Mrs. Houston, Walter Houston and Ann Sunderland. The play, a story of two people who perhaps lived in your own town, who lived a strange, excitement-filled life that you perhaps knew nothing about. The title of the play, Mr. and Mrs. Chump.
Before we leave you, just one more word about next Monday's wash. Well, you've heard me tell of Oxidol's economy, the white, clean washes you get, its safety to every washable color. Well, it's all up to you now. If you want those results in Monday's wash, and even if some other laundry soap is your favorite now, well, ask for Oxidol, O-X-Y-D-O-L, tomorrow. You'll always be glad you changed.
And be back with us next Friday at this same time for Every Man's Theater. Every Man's Theater brings you something new, something different, every single week. And next Friday, it's Mr. and Mrs. Walter Houston in a great new radio play, Mr. and Mrs. Chump. Thank you, and good night. Every Man's Theater is written and created by Arch Obler.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
From October 18, 1940, Cat Wife, an episode of Every Man's Theater. If there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, or if you'd just like to talk about old-time radio, drop me a note at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. Thanks for listening. In the Old Time Radio Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.